Look, you weren't her only friend on this base. We all missed Diaz. But I tried to warn you. Nevik would never use that as an excuse until they started seeing results.
It's not about Jeanette. You know it's not.
Oh, so you're still blaming me, though?
I never said that.
You didn't have to. You just checked out.
They're looking for something that doesn't exist. I'm directing my efforts where the science leads. That used to matter to you.
It still does, Bonnie, but this isn't my call. Nevik is footing the bill for this operation. They insisted.
And that's it. Not a peep from you.
Not a... It's only because of me that you still even have a job here.
Oh, yes, a job answering to... Him.
Dr. Kovach, glad to see you made it in one piece.
Yes, it's been an eventful morning. Phil Braddock, I presume?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Roman, it's been some time.
Feels like yesterday, Kenny. You'll excuse me.
Okay.
And you must be Jim Peyton. You really stepped up out there. You must have a million questions. I hope you don't mind being thrown into the deep end.
Sir, I'm here to work. All I need to know is how a man can earn some credits around here.
Thermal energy. That's the name of the game.
Acrid blood? I hate to tell you, boss, we just spilled gallons of the stuff.
Oh, it's well more than that. Flows through everything on EDN-3. Creatures, tectonics, all the way down to the core. Makes life possible in a climate like this. No other substance like it in the universe.
And Nevik believes this can solve the energy crisis on Earth.
Well, I believe it can. We're here to study it. Find a way to make it viable, cost-effective for harvest and export. We are leaving no angle unexplored.
Very good. Science is always best, without boundaries.
Peyton and I got a lot of contracts that'll keep you busy. Construction, repairs on the base, if you want to go home a rich man, you'll take on that hazard pay. Keep us supplied with this stuff.
Yes, sir. Just point me to my rig.